Welcome to Security Guy Radio. It as is 2016 in not so beautiful Orlando, Florida. Do you actually live down here, Mr. Steve Boyd?
I've been here 11 years now.
Oh, man. How do you take the humidity?
It's a challenge sometimes, but I'm from Maryland, so the weather's kind of similar.
Oh, interesting. Now, who do you work for?
I work for HS Brands International.
And what does HS Brands do?
HS Brands International is an international mystery shopping and loss prevention company.
Oh, okay. That's cool. So tell us what that does.
So what we do is we provide some of America's favorite brands with franchise compliance, royalty assurance, mystery shopping, loss prevention solutions, and data collection.
Now, I didn't realize mystery shopping entailed all those levels, because I think when most people think about it, they think of it's kind of a, was I treated nice at the cash register customer service, but it's really much deeper than that. Talk to us about the different levels, like, you know, brand protection, making sure brand compliance is, you know, being presented properly by the retailers and things like that. How does it work?
So one of the things that we like to do is we'll send people in, and we do not reveal who our shoppers are, to test the integrity of the shoppers. And we also send them in to find out what the customer service feels like in the store that we are working for. And with that, it allows us to kind of gauge where they need to be with their customer service training, or if there's any integrity issues, then we can then filter that over to the loss prevention side of the business.
Now, I'm trying to get my head around this as far as customers. So let's say we're going to big box store A. They're hiring you to see what the experience is inside that store. But inside that store, they have products that they're selling for, you know, the ABC Beauty Company, and they're the number one mascara company. And so you could have two clients in one space. Is that possible? Is that how it works?
I haven't seen that happen since I've been with the company, but it is possible.
Okay, so you're usually doing one or the other. You're checking out the retailer itself as an entity, or a brand inside a retailer.
That's correct.
And are you also looking for things like brand counterfeiting?
We just started exploring into the counterfeiting world this year with one of our clients in an overseas location. And at this time, I'm not able to discuss that particular client. But we are moving
forward. I don't want you to talk about the clients, but I mean, you're getting into that idea, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Right. With the counterfeiting, the organized retail crime piece, and trying to help protect their brands when it comes to clothing.
Now, is this a good career for somebody to start looking into becoming a mystery shopper? Does it put you in the classification of security or other things? I mean, you could be a security mystery shopper, but what other things might you be?
No, so that's a really good question. So one of the things that our mystery shoppers do for us is, like I mentioned, the customer service aspect of it. But a lot of times some of our mystery shoppers turn into more of a loss prevention informant, if you will.
They might be standing there and something happens,
right,
which they weren't focused on, but now they see that. Yeah.
Right. So when we have somebody that's inside of a location, they document everything they see, and in some cases they're taking pictures, and then that information gets filtered back through our editing team, and then based off of what the outcome is of the mystery shopping experience, that may determine whether or not it gets pushed over to the loss prevention side for further investigation or research.
Very interesting. Now, typically, who hires you? At what level? Is it legal that brings you in? Is it HR that brings you in? Where does HS Brands get hired?
So if you're asking me who the company is, who?
No, not the company name, but like inside a company, what department hires you? Does security hire you? Does HR hire you? Does legal hire you?
It's been my experience so far that the CFO and the COO and the human resources and legal teams are involved with making that decision.
Okay, very upstairs, right?
Yes,
sir. So probably the regular employees inside the business are not knowing what's going on.
That's correct.
It's completely a mystery shopper to them.
In most cases, yeah. We do have some shops, if you will, that we call revealed, where we go in advance and they know we're coming because that's the expectation of the client.
Well, and that's a good way to put everybody on their toes and see how they can perform if they want to.
That's right.
Based on training and stuff, yeah. Now, give me those three or four levels of things you do inside the company again.
So for me, with inside of the company, I help steer our auditors in several regions across the United States, from scheduling to investigations, to interrogations, to report writing. So it's a little bit of everything combined that helps make them better at the job that they do with the report writing and any of the investigations that they're involved with the loss prevention side.
Now, does your company have a vertical market or vertical function where you're going in to do an investigation for a client, lack of a better term, covertly, undercover, you know, a mystery investigator. In other words, you're observing behavior inside a company to see what's going on with their employees, because maybe the client suspects there's something going on that, you know, till tapping,
absolutely,
theft or things like that. Okay.
So what we do is we provide a service similar to maybe bar spotting. So, for example, if we believe that a bartender is taking money from the cash register,
oh, yeah,
or they are giving alcohol or food away to their family or friends, we'll send somebody in an undercover capacity, and they will then do a surveillance on that particular individual and do their research and to determine whether or not there's a concern for that individual's integrity.
How big a reach do you guys have?
We are currently all across the world.
Oh, interesting. All right.
All across the United States. We're in Puerto Rico. We're in Italy. We're in England. We're in Germany. We're in Southeast America. We're in Asia. So, and we have numerous retailers, restaurants, automotive groups, casinos.
Types of clients. Those are the,
yes,
markets.
Sir.
Interesting.
Yes, sir.
Now, how small a client might you have?
I think the smallest client we have probably has about 30 store locations,
okay,
in the United States.
So you're affordable to a smaller business.
Yes.
And the bigger business, and it's scalable, I assume.
Right, and we're able to tailor the package to their needs.
Yeah. Now, how do you price it? Is it per hourly, per employee, or how does that work?
So I'm not involved with that aspect,
oh,
of,
okay,
the business, so I don't know the answer to that question.
And you could have, you know, 10 guys working on some kind of big client's case or something like that. How do you guys hire people to work for you? I assume it's kind of job driven, maybe. You know, maybe ABC store comes on and says, I got 300 stores. I need you guys to have 300 people out there in,
sure,
a week. Got to go hire 300 new people, or you have a base staff, I assume.
So we have a database of people that have been working for our company across the United States, but we also are currently looking for folks. And a lot of times we find that some of our best contractors that come to us are currently retired, or they're in transition between jobs,
yeah,
or they just may have some spare time on their hands and they have these backgrounds in investigations. They're Wicklander certified. They've been through the Loss Prevention Foundation. They have their CFI. So we use their experience and we bring them on and they work for us as a contractor.
Very interesting. Very,
yeah,
interesting.
Absolutely.
Steve Boyd, HS Brands.
Thank,
which
you,
are headquarters, by the way?
Our headquarters is in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
All right.
Just recently relocated from Taunton, Massachusetts.
And what's the website?
The website is hsbrands.com.
Interesting. Steve, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Chuck.
Finally glad to meet you after all these
same
years
here,
as a LinkedIn aficionado that you are.
Right.
And you can follow Steve on all the social media. He's real big on that stuff. So thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, everybody. Enjoy your visit.
Thanks.